This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys visit the Giants tonight in the first NFC East matchup of the season, and the Cowboys are just looking for consistency. How about a win, too? Quarterback Dak Prescott looks to extend his 12-game winning streak against New York. He'll need help from CeeDee Lamb, who says he'll be much better after getting noticeably frustrated against the Ravens.
Yeah, I kind of let the game get to my head a little bit. But in the same sense, I knew what I can do. I knew what I bring to the table, and I know what I can do on that field. So with that being said, going forward, there shall be a difference.
The Cowboys defense aims to improve on their league-worst run defense. Kickoff tonight at 7:15 on Amazon Prime.
When the Rangers play the A's in Oakland this afternoon, they got a big 5-1 win yesterday. The final game at Oakland Alameda Coliseum, which the Athletics are vacating. There's been some serious concern about security and the chances of fan misbehavior today.
With the stadium closing after today's game, the Rangers have been talking about player safety if the fans get rowdy.
We have. We have had security. Blake, he talked to the guys.
Manager Bruce Bochy tells 105.3 The Fan that the team has been warned to vacate the field immediately after the final strike, and they've been warned not to be confrontational if fans do storm the field. Bochy says Oakland and San Francisco police will be very visible, along with MLB security. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed his appeal with the Texas Supreme Court over the state fair's ban on guns. He's been challenging the fair's policy banning guns this year, but an appeals court ruled in favor of the fair earlier this week. Paxton said he would take his case all the way to the Texas Supreme Court and says he filed the paperwork Wednesday evening. Paxton claims the State Fair of Texas cannot prohibit guns because it's on property owned by the City of Dallas. Attorneys for the fair say they're a separate entity and they have the right to set their own policies.
Of course, in case anything comes down on that today, we will be following it here on KRLD. Dallas's police chief is leaving, but he hopes his replacement is already within the department somewhere.
Chief Eddie Garcia's decision to retire from law enforcement took many by surprise, but he tells KRLD the department is in better shape than when he took over 3.5 years ago. Violent crime is decreasing for the fourth year in a row. Officer morale is up, and he says that's because of the men and women that make up the department. So who would he like to see as the next chief?
I have the utmost respect and admiration for one of my executive assistant chiefs, Mike Igo, who's been here. Actually, him and I have been in law enforcement for the exact same time, that I think he could step in and do a great job.
Garcia is leaving for the assistant city manager job in Austin. His last official day with the department is November 1st. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Tarrant County District Attorney's Office is giving the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals its reasons why an illegal voting conviction should stand.
In a legal brief, Tarrant County prosecutors want the conviction against Crystal Mason reinstated. The case has bounced around the court since 2018. It all goes back to Mason's federal fraud conviction in 2011. She was released from prison in 2016 and put on supervised release. Later that year, Mason cast a provisional ballot. That's illegal because she's a convicted felon, but Mason claims she didn't know that. In legal filings, prosecutors say Mason knew she lost her right to vote. Mason was convicted in a bench trial and sentenced to 5 years, but an appeals court overturned the conviction, saying it appears Mason really did not know it was illegal to vote. The Court of Criminal Appeals agreed to take the case last month. From the 24-hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today is Southwest Airlines' annual Investor Day, which is normally a fairly lighthearted chance for the airline and its shareholders to celebrate Southwest's successes. But the carrier is under heavy pressure from financial headwinds and from a group of dissident stockholders. Yesterday, Southwest announced it was heavily cutting service to Atlanta, which is not sitting well with pilots and flight attendants.
A board member with Southwest Flight Attendants Union told NBC5 they are outraged over these sudden changes, among other things, and say they didn't even know about this until the day it was released.
So this is not just going to affect flight attendants based in Atlanta. It's going to have a ripple effect across our system.
Passengers and these unions will be watching today's investors meeting closely. Now, during Investor Day, we are expecting to learn more about how Southwest plans to tackle the changes it has already announced, like launching assigned seating, selling red-eye flights, and adding premium seats with more legroom.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
Well, a notable Dallas resident and one of the richest men in Texas knows who he is voting for in November. And it's not the rich guy in the race.
No one talking about Donald Trump says, boy, that really was a nuanced position. Boy, he really was able to show us a detailed policy depth on what he was talking about. It's the exact opposite.
That's Mavs minority owner Mark Cuban. He tells Neil Cavuto on Fox he's voting for Harris because her policies are more clear.
A Dallas icon is bringing a big event to North Texas.
Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki is back on the court. The pickleball court, that is. Dirk headlines the Deep Eddie Vodka Celebrity Pickleball Showdown November 7th at the Brookhaven Country Club in Farmers Branch. Nowitzki was present last year alongside Scottie Scheffler, Tony Romo, Jason Kidd, and more. In his return to the event, has PPA Tour founder and CEO Connor Pardo saying, Dirk Nowitzki is a Dallas sports legend, and we're so excited he's coming back to play in the showdown. General admission and VIP tickets are still on sale. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get ready to say cheers to your beer, to the spirit of the season. I'm trying to figure out what this means.
Psst. Ready for a reason to play hooky today? Let me let you in on a little hint on what you can sneak away to. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., The Legacy at Willow Bend invites you to join their annual Oktoberfest celebration. You can fill up on traditional German food and beer, kick back and enjoy some live entertainment, maybe take a coworker with you so you guys can go play some fun games, and shop from local vendors. But don't tell your boss I told you it was okay. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I think she just said we could have beer on the job. Maybe?
That's what I heard.
Or after?
I'm certain of that.
Okay, but don't tell anybody this, all right? Just between us and the trees here.
Yeah.
Gossip is killing our society.
What are you, it's the studio? Phil Collins over here doing the news.
I am. I'm so tired. A new survey from YouGov finds most Americans believe that gossip is bad for society as a whole. Well, we have to have a survey for that? Okay. It's harmful and it's just mean, they say. 3/4 of people over the age of 45 say that. Only 4% say gossip is good for us. Break it down a bit. 1/3 say gossip is addictive. Another 1/3 calls it a sin, but 20% say they still want to hear all the juicy stuff anyway. And as we say here in the South, if you don't have something nice to say about somebody, come sit by me.
Okay, I've got something not nice to say, because it's not our imagination. North Texas is just under an invasion from crickets right now. I was out at a soccer match last night, and you know how much those crickets love the lights.
It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And as summer shifts into fall, North Texas is seeing a surge in black field crickets, particularly after dry seasons followed by heavy rains. Yeah, that's what we just had. These crickets lay eggs in bare soil during the fall, with the eggs hatching the following spring. Experts recommend reducing outdoor lighting and using natural repellents like peppermint or citronella to keep the pests at bay rather than relying on insecticides. But Let me tell you, if you are heading to a high school football game tonight or tomorrow or a college game on Saturday, you are going to have a ton of friends there with you.
I just saw one in the bathroom.
It's going to be jumping.
They're down
on the ground floor out in the lobby.
Yeah.
I mean, I put the story up on the web, and you should see all the crickets in the lobby. It was crazy. I drove through a horde of them this morning, and I could hear the crunching under my tires.
Was it a secret horde?
It was a secret horde. Of cricket coins. It is nuts. In fact, you can join the discussion on our Facebook page if you've got crickets that are everywhere. At least they don't bite or sting, right?
That's a good point.
So they're not cockroaches, which are just gross.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
An executive at Texas-based cybersecurity company CrowdStrike apologized in testimony to Congress for sparking a global technology outage over the summer.
We let our customers down. CrowdStrike was in the process of updating our customers on a new threat, or at least a content configuration update for the Windows sensor that did not work as expected.
Adam Myers, who leads CrowdStrike's threat intelligence division, apologized for setting off a global tech outage back in July that grounded flights, took TV broadcasts off air, and disrupted banks, hospitals, and retailers.
An exciting game two in Oakland for the Rangers last night.
The Texas Rangers took the final night game in the Coliseum. A strong showing at the plate early for the Rangers that included a two-run home run shot from Wyatt Langford in the first and a two-run blast from Adolis Garcia in the third.
Uh-oh. High drive, deep left field. Nevin is back at the wall. He turns to look. See ya. Adolis Garcia shoots one out of here, his 24th home run of the year to give Texas a 5-1 lead.
The call from Matt Hicks on 105.3 The Fan as the score would hold the rest of the way. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And again, the Rangers game this afternoon is at 2:37. You can hear it right here on KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.